Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
There are countless benefits to be derived from backyard or container gardening. We tell you more on today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises
is not a game thing and a ring ding. Beware human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them are destroy the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Some persons engage in backyard gardening as a hobby, while others use it to supplement their income. But whatever the reason, it is a venture that not only provides exercise and fosters a greater appreciation for nature, but also generates savings.
It has nutritional benefits. It can improve your health. Everyone should try and grow their own food so that they will have a supply when anything goes wrong in the food security issue.
Senior Director, Human Resource and Administration at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, Bridget Williams. If you are short on backyard space, not to worry. You can still create a lush vegetable garden in a variety of containers. Here's how to get started on your backyard garden.
When you're starting a backyard garden, you should consider your site where you're going to put your garden. You should have it exposed to at least about 6 hours of sunlight per day. The area, if you have concrete, you can use like your containers, discarded tiles or metal drums, for example. Anything that you have discarded and you want to recycle. Anything that will be appropriate to grow your vegetables or fruits.
Also, consider the soil type and whether it is suited for the crop you wish to grow. And don't forget to water along with adding supplements that help to sustain the soil.
Generally, soil needs air, water, nutrients. And we also like to have a healthy environment for microorganisms to turn the soil so that it is properly aerated. The chief nutrients, you need your nitrogen, your phosphorus, and your potassium. You also need manure, and just bear in mind that manure primarily improves the structure of the soil. So it's really called a soil amendment.
Some nutritious foods that are easy to grow include kalaloo, pak choy, beans, cucumbers, okra, corn, carrot, tomato, and cabbage.
Those are generally what a lot of backyard gardeners grow. They're actually short-term, and especially for your kalaloo and your tomato and your sweet pepper and your hot peppers, you can reap over a period of time.
Senior Director, Human Resource and Administration, RADA, Bridget Williams. Keep it simple, but do consider the personal preferences, age, and appetite of each family member. Vegetables such as lettuce, cabbage, carrots, sweet peppers, and cucumbers grow quickly and easily from seeds, but there is no harm in buying seedlings to jumpstart production. Tomatoes and herbs in particular may be easier to grow from small plants rather than seeds. Most vegetables are ready for harvesting within 3 to 6 months. Kalaloo, lettuce, cucumber, and radish may be reaped after about 6 weeks. Also, make sure you have the proper gardening tools before you start digging, such as a shovel, rake, trowel, and shears. Give your garden proper care and attention so you get the satisfaction of a successful and abundant crop. Remember to pull out weeds, check the soil to see if it needs to be watered, and water the plants. And the most important thing to remember is to have fun. And now for our proverb of the day. Pus nahab an, but im tekim foot wipe im face. And this means, if you don't have the right tools or resources, be creative with what you do have. That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.